You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Dr. Fauci, I believe you have testified that you didn't give any money to the Wuhan lab to conduct gain-of-function research. Is that right?
That is correct.
How do you know they didn't lie to you?
Excuse me, sir?
How do you know they didn't lie to you and use the money for gain-of-function research anyway?
Well, we've seen the results of the experiments that were done and that were published, and that the viruses that they studied are on public databases now. So none of that was gain of function. So
how do you know they didn't do the research and not put it on their website?
There's no way of guaranteeing that.
No way of guaranteeing that, and yet he was selling that story to us. May 27, 2021. You are listening to Senator Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, questioning Dr. Fake, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. His naivete is almost jaw-dropping. This guy is a scientist, says follow the facts, check things out. You know how scientists check piece and verify and verify, and he just takes whatever China sends him and says, oh, yeah, they did exactly what we wanted them to do. We paid for no gain of function. How do you know? Well, it wasn't in their report. Are you kidding? I mean, are you really kidding me? This guy, Dr. Fake, has had the whole nation wrapped up in his hand as to what we should or shouldn't do. And switching positions so many times, it makes your head spin. Well, we're going to spend a lot more time on that because this guy is, he's not the only one. You got the now state-controlled media, but at that time under Trump, the mainstream media helping carry the water for them and push that story around. And all the time, whatever Dr. Fake said was good. Unless it was something that went against something they wanted, then they kind of just ignored it for a while. Then they would come back to it. So President Biden now ordering, as we told you yesterday, a 90-day inquiry, an investigation into China, and find out what they were doing. It's a little late, don't you think? I'd say it's very late. And Biden had said, I'll get to the bottom. When he was campaigning, he said, I'll get on the first day. I will call China, and I will get to the bottom of this. No. And now he wants another 90 days. And then the question, what are you going to do if you find out they lied to you? They don't want to talk about that right now. You know, if Trump had insisted that we're going to do a full inquiry into China if it's lying to us, you know he would have been mocked repeatedly. Chris Cuomo, on CNN, and still trying to explain why things had changed without saying Trump was right. And yet... He does say Trump was right. He was wrong before he was right, but he was right. Oh, you got to hear this. These guys, I would like to, no, I don't want to be in their mind. I take that back. But I would just like to watch how things operate inside, and I think I would find several things that don't connect. I think Cuomo and CNN are going to say the same thing about the New York Post and the Hunter Biden laptop before it's over with. They're going to have to admit, yeah, that the laptop is real and everything on there. And then eventually, at some point, assuming Chris Cuomo is still with CNN or even CNN is still on the air, I'm ready to take over that slot daily, nightly. I'm ready. We're going to have more news on the Hunter Biden laptop, more emails linking then VP Biden to Hunter Biden deals with Ukraine and Russia when Joe Biden repeatedly denied having anything to do with the Hunter Biden business deals. And by the way, Biden's nominee for ATF, In his testimony, he makes it very clear he is ready to seize your weapons. He's ready to come after your guns. We'll get into that story for you. Plus, all this talk to defund police, not going to be good. We know that. Democrats are learning it. One Democrat who's all in on defunding police, on defunding, reorganizing police, has his car stolen right in front of him. But he doesn't blame the thieves. He blames the system. Bizarre. Doesn't even begin to describe his position. Leftist trying to explain that fewer cops are going to be good. This is going to blow up in their face. And Barack Obama told them even in 2019, you got to get away from this woke culture. This is not good. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
New details emerging in the Hunter Biden scandal.
Email reportedly show a meeting between his then Vice President father, Joe Biden, and Hunter's business partners from around the world.
Yes, so we must have had a lot of translators there in two separate dinners that are chronicled in his laptop as it becomes leaked out more and more.
Yeah, more and more details coming out about that laptop that Hunter Biden dropped off, although he doesn't remember dropping it off for repair. May have been in drug-induced coma at the time. That's a report from Fox News as they were breaking the story, talking about what is again being reported in the New York Post. Do not look for it on Facebook. I assume Facebook is going to continue to block those stories coming out of the New York Post. But the revelation made by the New York Post, again, fueling more suspicions that, yes, Joe Biden knew exactly what was going on with his son and those business dealings. Now, we've had previously, of course, numerous reports based off of the Hunter laptop. And remember one of the business associates coming forward at one time and saying that, yeah, there was a meeting and Joe Biden was clearly involved in it. And in fact, in one of the emails, it said 10% being put aside for the big guy, which was referenced Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, I don't know. But here's what we have now coming out. The laptop from hell, as they are now describing it, at least in a book that's coming out, talks about a dinner on April 16, 2015. Joe Biden is VP. They held it in the private garden room at Cafe Milano. Have you ever been there? Cafe Milano? It's a Georgetown institution in the D.C. area. Cafe Milano, where the catchphrase is, where the world's most powerful people go. Is that why you haven't been there? You're not among the most. I haven't either. But according to this April 16, 2015 email, Hunter got an email the next day from an executive of the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. Here it reads, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. Really an honor and a pleasure." So Joe Biden was there in 2015. Now, apparently the guest list prepared by Hunter 3 weeks before the Cafe Milano dinner included a Russian billionaire, Yelena Batorina, and her husband, the corrupt Moscow mayor, Yuri Lozov, who has since died, probably mysteriously. Now, Batorina had wired $3.5 million February 14 of 2014, about a year earlier, to Rosemont Seneca Thornton LLC. Rosemont Seneca Thornton LLC. That is a Delaware-based investment firm co-founded by, are you ready? Stand back. We don't know how big it's going to get. Co-founded by Hunter and Devin Archer, former advisor to Secretary of State John Kerry. Everybody had their hands in this pie. Apparently, Treasury Department officials highlighted that wire and suspicious activity reports provided to an investigation into Hunter last year. That's what Republicans found. Republicans on the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. Treasury Department looked at that wire, $3.5 million coming to the Delaware-based firm, and they said, oh, what's going on here? But then probably somebody looked at it and said, you see the last name? You see that last name, that Biden name? Walk away. Apparently they did. Apparently, Hunter at one point had told Archer, I think your guy being there is more trouble than it's worth unless you have some other idea. Now, the New York Post acknowledges it's not clear by looking at that email if Hunter is, when he's talking to Archer, if he's talking about Kerry or someone else. But before the dinner, Hunter reportedly made it clear that guests that Daddy will be here. And in fact, according to the Post again in one of these emails, now let me stop for a second. You may be thinking, well, maybe somebody got in, they hacked his computer and they put all these emails in there. Okay, you want to go with that story? Good, that's fine. Or maybe the emails have been scrambled and that's not really what is in there and somebody's kind of editing them. If you want to go with that again, go ahead. But when you look at reality and we look at the past of Hunter Biden, nothing is out of the possibility of reality. In one of the emails cited by the New York Post, Hunter, using his position on the base, on the board of the World Food Program USA, the American fundraising arm of the UN-related nonprofit, he used that as a cover for the meeting's true goal and introducing Daddy to his business partners. Hunter wrote on March 26 to the son of the guy who was then the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, okay, the reason for the dinner is ostensibly to discuss food security. Dad will be there, but keep that between us for now. Thanks. Daddy will be there, but keep that between us for now. Thanks. Still not really clear, apparently, about how many of the 14 on the guest list actually made it to the dinner. The Post noted also that in one of the emails, Hunter invited three Kazakhstan officials to the dinner, including the chairman of the former Soviet Republic's largest bank. Hunter didn't identify the other two. One might have been, according to the Post, could have been the Prime Minister of Kazakhstan. But here was Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's 51-year-old son, who was putting all this together. And there was at one point another wire for money that came through. Wired money for, quote, a car to the firm co-founded by Hunter and Archer, the very same one I was telling you about a moment ago that the money went to from Yelena Buterino, $3.5 million. That, as I said, was February 14, 2014. Well, in April of 2014, one of the Kazakhstan's oligarch's company, Novartis, wired $142,000 for a car to the firm co-founded by Hunter and Archer. The Republican Senate report showed that. And there are pictures of those two in an unverified photograph posing alongside a smiling Joe Biden and Hunter, which got posted on a Kazakhstan anti-corruption website in 2019, according to the New York Post. But again, in the midst of all this, Hunter Biden, I just don't recall. I don't remember. You remember, we go all the way back to October 2020. Last year, October, there were reports in the FBI had seized the laptop, apparently abandoned by Hunter at a computer repair shop in Delaware. He apparently left it off in April 2019, and they seized it, supposedly looking into money laundering at that time. At the time of the April 2015 dinner, Hunter was already on the Burisma board for a monthly salary, according to some, a monthly salary of $80,000. $80,000 a month. Let me do some ciphering. 80,000 times 2 times 2 to 8. It helps me if I just do 10 months in the year. Is that okay if I just do 10 months? 80,000 times 10, what that'd be 800,000 in 1 year? Oh, and he's got two more months of pay coming. Okay, that's what, another 160? And Burisma hired Hunter Biden while Daddy was in charge of U.S. policy towards Ukraine. And VP Biden at that time certainly admitted that, yeah, I did hold the purse strings. Obama gave me control of that. So I went over there and told those guys that they were opening an investigation into Burisma. He said that that prosecutor is not a good prosecutor. Now, he did not say that my son is tied to Burisma, but he probably knew it. And he said, if you want these billions of dollars, you have to get an okay from me. Barack said, I make the decision. So if you don't fire that guy and get rid of him, I'm gone. I'm going to be on the plane here in a few minutes, and I'm gone. You make a decision. And as he talking to a group at that time later about how he did, he said, by God, now you used a little bit more accurate, I should say, more explicit phrase than that. They fired that guy. Isn't that great? At the time, again, that the laptop story broke in the New York Post and the following reports, a lot of it was being censored or corrected or rewritten or ignored entirely by the big tech companies. But in particular, how they handled the New York Post. They would not allow the New York Post to go forward with that story on its own Facebook, Twitter, or Google accounts. Why? Because it was damning to Joe Biden, who was at that time running for the White House. And they're saying it's unsubstantiated. We don't run unsubstantiated. You don't run unsubstantiated. How many times did Facebook allow, encourage statements about Russian collusion with Trump? Unchallenged. Not verifiable. And in fact, in the end, wasn't. But then we also have evidence that Joe Biden had repeatedly said during the campaign he had nothing, may I stress that one more time, nothing to do with his son's business dealings. I want to take you back to some interview cases in 2019. This is when Joe Biden is still running at that time. In fact, he's running, obviously, for the White House, and he's approached two different places, one by a reporter that got hold of him in Iowa, another question being raised in South Carolina about dealings with his son. Just listen, please.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Period. So that's supposed to put an end to it. That's the stake into the heart to stop everything, period. That was 2019, August, campaign trail, South Carolina. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their business, period. With all these emails that are on Hunter Biden's laptop and as more are being revealed and presented, and this business associate meeting from gatherers from Kazakhstan and from Russia and Ukraine gathering at Cafe Milano in D.C., and Joe Biden looking at emails sent to Hunter Biden from those very same sources invited. Thanks for setting up the meeting. Great to meet Pops, or words to that effect. Of course, the Biden official schedule shows no meeting. No meeting. There are going to be a lot more questions about this. Some of them are being covered in Alex Marlowe's book, Breaking the News, Exposing Established Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, and another one coming out, The Laptop from Hell. Well, you know, it's going to be pretty damn interesting. In the meantime, Obama's words about you need to get away from the wokeness before it destroys the Democrat Party, it's coming. Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, it was October 2019 when Barack Obama said to a group of students, young people, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. You should get over that quickly. In fact, he later in 2020 said this call-out culture, the woke culture, is not activism. And he was warning then that is not going to help the Democrats. And James Carville, former Bill Clinton advisor from Louisiana, said, y'all got to go to that woke stuff, that ain't going to be no good for us. It's going to hurt our party. It really will. Or words to that effect. Now there's a new survey out. It is a Fox News survey, so I always want to give you the source. I'm sure this is going to shock many of you. Absolutely shocked me when I looked at it. I mean, I thought, oh my God, I've got to do everything around this one thing. 46% of Americans now view Biden as, quote, too liberal. Oh, really? They didn't think he's going to be that liberal. 40% said his radical policies are about right. Only 10% said Biden is too conservative. Too conservative. That's got to be the squad and all the rest of that group. There are Democrats that are hung right between this thing. They're facing re-election, and this is where Republicans can win the House back and the Senate. To control the Senate beyond a 50-50 split. Many Democrats apparently recognizing this is too radical. It's just too far left. But we may shoot ourselves in the foot by ourselves. I'm talking about conservatives or Republican Party or however you want to label yourself as opposed to being leftist and progressive. You got Liz Cheney, Republican Wyoming, the embattled former Republican conference chair, just doing an interview with the Wall Street Journal. She's facing re-election, and she said, my re-election bid is a referendum on the future of the Republican Party. She was one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. And yeah, she got other support, Romney, throw him in, some others. Cheney got ousted from her leadership earlier this month because she repeatedly criticized former Trump for his past statements about the 2020 election. She even went so far as to say she regrets voting for Trump. Now, in addition to that, tonight, and I'll probably run some of this speech tomorrow, but tonight, former House Speaker Paul Ryan plans to say this in a speech at the Reagan Library. Quote, "If the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of one personality or on second-rate imitations, then we're not going anywhere." You know who he's referring to, don't you, about that populist appeal? He's talking about former President Trump. He is going to deliver that speech tonight in the Reagan Library, where probably it's going to be hosted and occupied by the swamp creatures that still exist with inside the Republican and alleged conservative party. But former House Speaker Paul Ryan, and he had announced, remember, he announced his decision not to run for re-election in April 2018 before Republicans lost their majority and Nancy Pelosi got power. He went to work immediately for a private equity firm founded by Utah Senator Mitt Romney's son. Very nice, cozy stuff. But Paul Ryan says, if the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of the Trump personality, I'll insert that for you because we all know what he's saying, or any second-rate imitations of Trump, we're not going anywhere. He said, we conservatives have to be careful not to get caught up in every little cultural battle. Well, that's what Obama's been telling the Democrats. Look at what they've been doing. So he and Ryan agree on that. And Ryan said sometimes these skirmishes are just creations of outraged peddlers detached from reality, not worth anybody's time. Now, to that extent, he might be talking about this program for all I know. He is not going to be a help for Republicans going forward, not the conservatives anyway. When we come back, Chris Cuomo, breaking news. What an idiot. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rodler Pest Solutions immediately. Rodler, family owned and operated for 3 generations. If you've never used Rodler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rodler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rodler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, Rodler Pest Solutions.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We have important things to discuss. First, 90 days. New deadline set by President Biden. That is for the United States intelligence agencies and all the assets to get answers on the genesis of COVID-19. What's the problem? The problem is China won't comply in the effort. So how can we discover if they don't let the world have a good look?
Well, isn't that fascinating? That's Chris Cuomo last night talking about what we're going to be doing, to find out how the COVID virus originated and how are we going to be able to get it because China won't give us a good look. And why is he saying that? Well, as I told you earlier in the opening monologue, we now have the Biden Department moving forward, asking Joe Biden, under the order of the White House, telling the U.S. intel community, you got 90 days to get busy on this thing and find out what's going on with it. But when he was campaigning, he said, the first day in office, I'll call the Chinese leader and talk to him about this COVID thing. We'll get into that again in a few moments. Maybe the next hour. I've got so much of this stuff today. It would be overload, but we're going to get through it for you. Just open the fire hose and stand back. You're going to get wet before we're finished. But in this case, the U.S. intel agency now says we're examining, quote, all available evidence and aggressively working to collect and analyze new information. And yet at the same time, yesterday, something happened, and I didn't get a full look at it until later, and I regret it. The Biden State Department, while he's telling the intel, I want you to do this, the Biden State Department, the Biden administration, ended an inquiry that was already underway into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic as to whether the virus came from a leak out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The State Department's Arms Control and Verification Bureau had initially launched all of that at the request of former Trump Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And Tuesday, or late Wednesday, word came out that the State Department shut it down. Oh, but when the word gets out, oh, they got to scramble, and so immediately here they come. The State Department spokesman Ned Price says, and I'll quote him, there has been incorrect reporting that the Biden administration has shut down an investigation by the State Department's Bureau of Arms Control and Verification into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's incorrect, he said. He said the team's work ended after delivering a report in Feb and March, quote, adding all relevant parts of the department continue to work with the interagency on this matter. Isn't that kind of like the dog ate my homework type story? Oh, we did it. We did everything. It's all good. I don't have it. I don't have anything to show. It's done, and we didn't really shut it down. But it's no longer active. I had on yesterday Gordon G. Chang, China expert, and I had not seen that story prior to getting him on the air, and I regret it because I did see some quotes from him later in the day where he was being questioned about it, and he said there's no excuse for what they did. There's no plausible reason for the State Department to just say it's all shut down. We're done with it. And, of course, now they're saying, well, we're not done. We're not done, and the clock hasn't hit midnight yet. So we're still here. And I have to remind you, of course, while we're dealing with all of this stuff that's coming out now as to how Trump was being, and anyone who believed that the Wuhan lab had to be involved on one, either an accident and then lying about it, or two, trying to weaponize this bat virus, now known as coronavirus, trying to weaponize it so they could use it against other people, other nations, and it got out of control? Or did it come from the wet market? Well, from the beginning, the questions about the wet market were kind of vague. Trump was quoted a few times as giving some credence to the Chinese, saying, well, they're being transparent, they're working, they're trying to, you know, and in those beginning days, maybe it was a kind of a step-by-step trying to, let's see if they'll comply, come on around, and they weren't doing it, and then he began to call them out. And, of course, when he did, then the Democrats called Trump out for being xenophobic and anti-yellow people. Now, Chris Cuomo on his CNN program last night said all these conspiracy theories were underway, and the reason it was happening is because of politics. Now, you had to stop and think for a second. You're creating a conspiracy theory about COVID just because of politics, one way or the other. All right, let him try to explain. Here we go.
COVID was passed from animals to humans, or it originated from a lab accident. Now, the second is a newer notion, okay? The government had not been open to the lab theory. That is why it is so politically charged. It was dismissed as a conspiracy early on. So why is it politically charged? Because Trumpers, who were complicit in playing down the pandemic reality in America, are now seeing more interest in the China lab theory as some kind of vindication, enough to play I told you so with Fauci.
Well, that's pretty much what's happened, right? Yeah. And if you were in that group and you can say, I told you so, we had some real concerns about that. And now Fauci is, Dr. Fake, has done his flip-flop again and is kind of walking into that lane as well. But Cuomo is charging, at one point, the government had not been open to the lab theory. That's why it is so politically charged. He added, Trumpers who were complicit in playing down the pandemic reality in America are now seeing more interest in the China lab theory as some sort of vindication enough to play I told you so with Dr. Fauci. So Cuomo wants you to believe, if you just watched his report last night, and I don't ask you to spend a lot of time watching them, but that what he was saying right then was the fact from the very beginning. But wait a minute. Remember last week, and this is why all this is suddenly accelerating, the Wall Street Journal reported U.S. Intel believed at least three Wuhan scientists were hospitalized with COVID-like symptoms back in November 2019, before it hit our shores. And they supposedly, China was saying, they all got the flu at the same time, just happened to get the flu at the same time. And now there's talk about the lab. So Cuomo is saying, as you heard then, the government had not been open to the lab theory because it's so politically charged. Well, either he's lying or he's absolutely forgetful. In fact, if you go back to a previous date with Chris Cuomo, remember the time he was in the basement saying he was spending all his time in his basement because he was down there, he'd been tested positive, so I got to stay with my family and I stay in the basement. And he did not stay in the basement. We know that. He was seen and pictured outside his house, miles away, and with his family. And I doubt he stayed in the basement every night anyway. But bottom line was, here he just told you the government had never been open to the lab theory. And yet he reported himself on a report from his basement at that time. They were looking at the lab theory. Just listen.
All right, we have breaking news on our watch. It is a very provocative headline. I'm just getting it. Let's go through it together in real time. Here's the headline. The United States is pursuing the theory that the virus started in a Chinese lab, not a market. I know the internet is rife with conspiracy theories and concerns that this was something that was worked on, that was designed.
Well, again, he broke the news from his basement saying, all right, we have breaking news on our watch, a provocative headline. When was that? That was April 2020. All right, let me see. Look at the calendar. January, Feb, March, April, and then May. Okay, so we're in May now, correct? Yeah, all right. Thanks for helping. Thanks for playing along. We are in May now, so we're talking about a year plus since that report. Last night he goes on the air and said the government had not been open to the lab theory because it's so politically charged. It's all Trumpers bringing it up. You see how they play this shell game? They rewrite history constantly. They never make a mistake. They never say, you know, that's what we told you then. He's just not going to do it. Not going to. In fact, I'm going to get into that in more detail in the next segment, because the whole thing between Chris Cuomo and his New York governor brother and how they were changing information back and forth, and him, Chris Cuomo, advising the governor how to respond to various stories. That, remember, that got exposed the other day. But also, Chris Cuomo last night admitted Trump was right. Trump was right about COVID. But before you rush forward and start celebrating and bringing out the champagne, there's another part of the story. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So when he or his mini-me's now say they want credit for being right on China all along, remember the fact that they were wrong before they were right on China and absolutely on what to do about the pandemic.
Really? There he is, Chris Cuomo saying that Trump and his mini-me's, they want credit for being right on China all along. Remember the fact they were wrong before they were right on China and absolutely on what to do about the pandemic. Now, let's stop it right there. I want you to hear directly from him again in a moment, say those same words. But when he says we were wrong on what to do about the pandemic, well, several things were in play. One, we were relying on the World Health Organization to get factual, accurate information from China, and they were not doing so. They were parroting whatever the Chinese government gave them. And then we had Dr. Fauci running around saying, oh, well, you're not going to need masks. Nobody's going to need masks. And then later flip-flop and say, yeah, you need masks. And saying, we don't need to stop any flights from other countries. And China was upset when Trump made that move to do so, as were Democrats. So he wasn't wrong about what he was doing, but he was working with the best information they had at that time. But again, the game here is, and it is a game for them, continually distract and twist and turn. But does that not absolutely become one of those, you can't make this stuff up? Listen again to Chris Cuomo.
So when he or his mini-me's now say they want credit for being right on China all along, remember the fact that they were wrong before they were right on China and absolutely on what to do about the pandemic.
That is a backwards way of saying Trump was right all along. And all of us were, that we were questioning that this really came out of a wet market when we know China and what they're trying to do. In the next hour, you don't want to miss the next hour, because Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, Republican, challenging Dr. Fauci on how naive he is and how we have paid the price for it. That'll be coming up the next hour. But, of course, CNN and NNN and Chris Cuomo and all the rest of them, Don Lemon Fruitcake and so forth, and Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper, all of these guys are so bought in to destroying Trump, conservatives, anything, and destroying the nation. And there are a couple of former Obama advisors, John Favreau and Tommy Vietor, that were former staffers for President Obama. And they're criticizing CNN because the network gave Chris Cuomo a pass for his latest scandal. That was when it was revealed he'd participated in political strategy sessions with his brother, the New York governor, on how to handle sexual harassment allegations. I know they're brothers, but if you are in the job of doing the news and you're also going to be reporting to your brother, you've got to remove yourself from one or the other. If you don't want to separate from your brother, that's fine. I understand. Begin with blood. But be at least be truthful about it, at least open, transparent. Not likely from these guys. But here's one of the comments from those appearing on this podcast of Pod Save America. these former Obama advisors. One of them saying, joining a conference call with your brother's political advisors to discuss the PR response to sexual assault allegations is just so far over what the ethical line should be here. Keep that in mind. He was also advising New York Governor Brother about how he should handle the allegations of sexual assault from various women. And the same former political, I should say, staffer for Obama stated, I'm not sure if CNN can come back for this in terms of how they will be viewed by other reporters. Now, that is laughable, because this guy obviously is living in la-la land himself, because we've already questioned CNN if you're being a legitimate reporter. But he goes on to say, I'm not sure if CNN can come back from this in terms of how CNN will be viewed by other reporters, because it's just showing the response is not about ethics. They're about money and ratings and power and public relations considerations. Well, I'll be damned. I never knew TV and network news were interested in money and ratings and power. I didn't know that. I guess he suddenly woke up to it. But he is right. And he also said it is, quote, pretty shocking that Chris Cuomo didn't receive any kind of punishment. Even CNN President Jeff Zucker said that Cuomo did cross the line, but he did not suspend him nor discipline him. I should have had Jeff Zucker as my TV station manager when they were coming after me. You can't fire me. I didn't cross any line. But one of these former Obama advisors said, Chris Cuomo did it and hid it secretly on calls with his brother, advising him about when he's a journalist on the network, even if he's not covering Andrew Cuomo's sexual harassment, and you're hiding that from your network and the viewers. Transparency, full disclosure. You don't really expect it from them, and neither do I, but I'm glad to see some of the former Obama staffers finally acknowledging it. Coming up in the next hour, you do not want to miss Dr. Fake. This guy is unbelievable. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.